الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been a continuous student to this class, our weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. And I pray that for those new students that you will make this a weekly class. Now, today's topic will be rewards from Allah. I talk about Allah a lot. I talk about fearing Allah, all the different aspects I talk about Allah. But now let's talk about some of the rewards that one gets when one obeys Allah or one disobeys Allah. So let's look at these. If you like, you should have your Quran near you. Everyone, that's the only textbook that's required for this class is a copy of Quran. So you can turn to chapter 10, verse 26. Again, chapter 10, verse 26. And of course, the Quran is written in Arabic, but you might have different translations in Spanish and French, Urdu, whatever different translation of Quran, so people, I guess, can better understand Quran. But the original Quran, it was revealed in Arabic with a lot of guidance in it. Understand that the translation that you have is a rough translation, but the full meaning of Quran, you get that from the Arabic. Now, again, chapter 10, verse 26, and Allah talks about those who do good. And he says, those who do good deeds shall have a good reward, even more than they deserve. Neither blackness nor disgrace shall cover their faces. They will be the inhabitants of the paradise, and they will live therein forever. This is a very beautiful reward for those who do good deeds. Helping someone across the street, taking something off the road so people won't get hurt, carrying someone's bag, guiding someone, say a person is blind, so you guide the individual, someone is lost, you guide the individual, or someone needs some help with some kind of package that you may help them unload the package. Just any type of good deed that you can think of. And so this person get a deed of reward beyond what they deserve, beyond their imagination. And that this person would not have the darkness or be disgraced on their faces. No blackness or disgrace on their faces. And they will be inhabitants of paradise, and they will live therein forever. When a person is in paradise, like in hell, they will never not live there. And that's it. A person, particularly look at paradise for right now, because paradise, you will not go anywhere. Paradise, you will not die. Because between paradise and hell, Allah will place death. And then he will kill death. It will be death to death. And so a person that's in the paradise We only focus on in that right on that right now because that's the reward we're talking about. This individual will not die and leave paradise. Once you're in, you're in. And so I encourage my beautiful students to want paradise. Learn more about Islam and more, learn more and more and more about Islam. Study about Islam and it fits you, then you embrace Islam. If it doesn't fit you, you have a choice to make. So I can't tell you to become Muslim. I cannot make you Muslim. I can advise you of what Islam is all about, what it is, and what it is, and what it is not. So let's go to chapter 16, verse 31. Again, chapter 16, verse 31. And Allah says, Gardens of Eden, well, this is how they translated Garden of Eden, they will enter, meaning Paradise Jannah, beneath which rivers flow, having therein all that they wish to have. Thus shall Allah reward the righteous. Whatever you want, whatever you wish, you get it in paradise. You name it, you get it in paradise. You have to worry about emails, have to worry about any kind of appointment, anything like that. Texas, have to worry about any of those kinds of things. But you won't have to worry about that because it's a thing that you won't have in the paradise. You can have what you want, what you desire, where you want to go, what you want to do, and you live there forever. Some scholars say in paradise, you will be, say, around 33 years old. When for most people, that's their prime. And so we will not urinate or defecate or anything like that. We eat the best kind of fruit that you have, nothing like that that you're tasting here on earth. The best kind of drink, nothing to drink that will not intoxicate, that you don't, we have that kind of thing on earth. And so this is a great thing that you reward you get for a person who obeys Allah and obey his prophet. And this is the reward a person gets from Allah. And Allah can do this. He can do whatever he wants. He said, kun fayakun, be and it is. You don't have to like go and manufacture something or make robots. You don't have to do that. He just say, be and it is. Whatever a person wants, they get. And as I read to you all before, you look to my previous episodes, you see that Allah even say to a person, he say, look, I'm going to give you, like, are you all happy here in paradise? And the people of paradise, I pray that you and I will be a person in paradise, and we'll all say, yes, Allah. Yes, we're happy. How can we not be happy? And so he would say, I want to make you even more happy. And so you scratch your head and say, how can this be? We got everything that we want, everything that we wish. Here in paradise, what more can you give us? And then at that point, Allah will unveil himself. And you see the beauty and the splendor of Allah revealed for those people who are in paradise. And so I cannot explain that. I don't think that any scholar can explain that because we haven't seen it. And so, and I'm not saying I'm a scholar, but I'm just giving you some information about what Islam says. So look at in the following verses where it talks about the bad and the good. Again, we're gonna go to chapter 10, verse 26. Chapter 10, verse 27. Again, that's chapter 10, verse 27. As for those who do evil, Allah says, as for those who have done evil deeds, they will be rewarded with like evil. Disgrace will cover them. They shall have none to protect them from Allah, as if their faces have been covered with patches of a dense darkness of night. They will become the inmates of the fire, and they will live therein forever. And so I mentioned before about the person, this is the second part that I mentioned before in 26, about the person will be in the inhabitants of paradise, and they will live there forever, and they will not have darkness or be disgraced. But the person who the one who does evil, then in every world will be evil, and they will be disgraced and covered in darkness, like the darkness of night, and they will be the inmates of the fire, and they will live therein forever. Allah also says, in another verse, he says again, same chapter, chapter 10, verse 4, chapter 10, verse 4. And he says, hopefully you all be able to get to chapter 10, verse 4, and read along with me. To those of you shall all return, to him you shall all return. Again, talking about Allah. To him you shall all return. Allah's promise is true. He is the one who originates the process of creation and repeats it, will bring it back to life, so that he may justly reward those who believed in him and did righteous deeds. As for those who disbelieve, they shall have boiling fluids to drink and shall undergo a painful punishment because they rejected the truth. So those who do right and do good deeds and righteousness, they will receive good. And so those who do bad and do not do righteous deeds, and those they are disbelievers, they will have boiling fluid, to drink, and shall undergo a painful punishment because they rejected the truth. Allah, he gives us the truth. He presents to us the truth. He warns us. He said the last prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, to mankind, to warn mankind about what to come and the reward that you get if you obey Allah, and also what happens to you if you disobey Allah. He wanted us. It's up to us to do it or not to do it. And again, it says here, in the punishment, talk about those who drink the boiling fluid, because why? And they will also undergo a painful punishment because they rejected the truth. And all up in the Quran, those you who have a Quran in your hand right now, all up in it is the truth. This is the truth from Allah. If all of mankind got together and made one chapter, you couldn't do it. Similar to the Quran, you could not do it. If all the people got together and just made one sentence, similar to that in the Quran, they could not do it. Excuse me. Alhamdulillah. And so they would not be able to do it. And so my beautiful students, please, you don't want to be the one to drink the boiling fluid. When you look at water that's boiling, and I'm not saying for you to do this at all, but just imagine this in your head. And you take it and you drink that water. That's the kind of thing that's going to happen, and the painful thing that's going to happen to a person that is in the hellfire. They would drink like a boiling fluid. Can you imagine such a thing? I'm not saying to do that. I don't say Imam said for me to drink boiling water. I am not telling you to do that. If you do that, that's up to you. And it'll be on you whatever pain you suffer because you did something that you say I told you to do. And I did not tell you to do that. I'm just saying, just imagine this kind of thing. But in the hellfire, it's nothing to imagine. You earned it, or I earned it, and our quenching our thirst, take care of our thirst, will be the drinking of a boiling water. Or whatever oozes out of our body, we will drink from that to take care of our thirst. And you can listen to from my previous previous episodes, and you can get more information about what happens to a person in the hellfire. Now, let's go to chapter 13, verse 18. Again, chapter 13, verse 18. In your Quran, the same book. And so I want you all to follow along with me, because now we're going to read from this particular verse. And it says, there is an excellent reward for those who respond to the call of their Rabb, meaning Allah. As for those who do not respond to him, even if they had all that is in the earth and as much besides to offer as ransom in order to save themselves from punishment, it would be of no use. They are the ones who will have terrible reckoning. Their abode will be hell. What an evil resting place. And so it's an excellent reward for those who what? Those who answer or respond positive to the call of Allah and the call of Allah. But for those other people who do not respond to his call, those individuals, all that they have to offer on earth and much more besides that, it will not help them out of the situation, will not ransom them from the situation and saying, oh Allah, I'm going to bargain with you. I don't care how great a bargainer you are or you think you are. You will not be able to bargain with Allah. And so, oh Allah, I'm going to give you all this that I have. You could be the richest person in the world, male or female. Allah, just don't send me to hell. I'm going to give you all of my riches. And Allah is El Ghani. Allah doesn't need your riches. He is the rich one. He is most rich. So he doesn't need your riches. And you can't bargain with Allah to say, oh Allah, here I give you this. Now let me out of this hellfire and put me in paradise. Those people who are rich, who are listening, it may have some people here. You want to do something for yourself? Then those people who are the poor people, you feed them. Those people without something to eat, you feed them. Those people without clothing, you clothe them. Don't look for any kind of like pat on the back from others. You just go ahead and help these people out. You have the ability to help them out. And the best thing you can, that's what the best thing you can do for them. And the best thing you can do for yourself is embrace Islam. Understand what Islam is and what Islam is not. And ask Allah, oh Allah, please allow me to embrace this great, great way of life. And don't be fearful that you're going to lose because you gave to these people. Allah could take your what you gave and take it in his hand and manipulate it and give you a reward that is at least 10 times what you gave to that person. Matter of fact, he could give it to you even more times than that. What I'm talking about there is that the parable in the Quran where it talks about when you plant a seed, meaning it gives zakat, a sadaqah, a charity to a person. Then it grows to a stalk. And then on the stalk, it has 7 ears. And on each ear, it has 100 kernels. And so all together for that one zakat that you gave and that one charity that you gave, you would get 700 in reward. 700, but you want to do it not so much for that, and I'll tell you not to do that. That's up to you. But you do it for the pleasure of Allah to help your fellow man or woman, whatever human being. They're hungry, help them out. They have their home, help them out. If you can't help them out directly, you have help organizations that help people all the time. Muslim Social Services Agency.org help people all the time. You have also Mercy USA help people all the time. You have Islamic Relief USA help people all the time. You have ICNA, which is Islamic Circle of North America, that help people all the time. You want to donate your money, donate to them, and they'll be able to help more people. Let me move on from that, and I'm going to also mention that Allah says regarding when you're talking about a reward, you can also go to again, chapter 13, verse 35. You should be in chapter 13 now, chapter 13, verse 35. And what it says is this: as for the paradise which the righteous have been promised, it is like this: rivers flow beneath it, eternal are its fruits, and eternal are its shades, which is the reward of the righteous. The reward of the unbeliever is the fire. And that's it. In this particular chapter 13, verse 35, talking about the reward promised to those who do what is right, which is, will be the rivers flowing underneath, fruits, eternal fruits, that will never go away, never vanish away. Well, most places, they have seasonal fruit. It comes a particular season throughout the year. But no, these fruits are always there. Apples like we never ate before. Orange like we never tasted before. Grapes like we never tasted before. And they're talking about the shade here for the righteous. And I'm going to give you an example, which he talks about the prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him. He talked about tuba. And the tuba, some may say, is a tree in paradise. And if a person is on a swift horse, just the shade itself, on the swift, and go around this particular tree, on a very fast horse, and he would travel, or she would travel, along this fast horse for, I think it's about 100 years or something like that. It's a huge, can you imagine? It's an extremely huge tree with a lot of shade. And you saw the individual traveling around this tree on the fastest horse. And so my beautiful, beautiful students, we're talking about the eternal shades of paradise. And go to Quran and you look, and all you go to my, some of my previous episode where it talks about some other rewards of paradise. The rewards from Allah. You be on these beautiful cushions and have people serve you and give you whatever you want. And you kind of just lay back and be served because you earned it. The hard work is now. We're only going to be here maybe 100 years, maybe. Let's give 130 years. But you talk about forever being in paradise. Forever. This place where we are right now, those who are listening to my voice, this is not a forever place. This is not an eternal place. And not be here for eternity. The fruit here, the shades here, are not forever. Matter of fact, on the day of judgment, all shade will be gone. This is from me, from my understanding, is that Allah will get rid of everything. Even the mountains will be crumbled up. And they will like blow away like dust, if you will. These huge mountains, those who live around mountains or near mountains, look at them. You can look at them right now or look at them later and look at up at them. These massive buildings, not buildings, but mounds. Mountains. They said, look at it and say, well, how can it just disappear? And you go to some other verse of the Quran, and it talks about how Allah uses these mountains to balance the earth. Everything has a purpose. You may not, or I may not understand it, but everything has a purpose. You may say sometime, what is the purpose of this particular creature or that creature? I don't like it, whatever, but it has some kind of purpose. Everything has a purpose. And for us, as human beings, one of our purpose, or our main purpose, is that it says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ jinn wa ins إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Is that Allah do what he created? Men and jinn, these are unseen beings that are here with us, to worship, to accept, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except to worship Allah. That's our purpose. The mountain basically is the purpose of keeping the earth balanced. And water has its purpose. Everything has its purpose. We as human beings, if you did not know this, you know it now. You may say, whoa, what is my purpose in life? And some people leave notes behind and they commit suicide and say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know why I'm here. Well, I'm telling you what your purpose is. And your purpose is worship Allah. Read through the Quran and know what Allah wants you to do and know what Allah do not want you to do, and then you don't do the things Allah does not want you to do, and you do the things Allah wants you to do. It's a simple thing. It's very, very simple. It's not complicated at all. Also it is mentioned, and I'll read this one, and this is also coming from Allah. And when it talks about in chapter 39, verse 73-75. Again, chapter 39, verses 73-75. And it says, "And for those who fear their Rabb," meaning their Lord, "they shall be led towards paradise in groups. When they reach there, its gates will open, and its keeper will say, 'Peace be upon you. You have done well. Now enter to live therein forever.' They will say, 'Peace be to Allah, who has truly fulfilled his promise and gave us this land to inherit. Now we can live in paradise wherever we like. How excellent will be the reward of for the righteous. You will see the angels surrounding the divine throne, glorifying their Rabb with his praises. The judgment between the people will be made with perfect judgment, and it will be proclaimed, Allah be, or praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the world.'" Could you imagine such a thing, that we are at the gate of paradise, and then the angel will greet us with "Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you," and then also we say "Wa alaikum salam," or "Assalamu alaikum to you, and may peace be upon you," and then the angel will say to us, "It's such an excellent thing for us to enter this place, this paradise, is a reward for our righteous deeds. This is our reward. Come on in." Matter of fact, I read something in Tafsir, our explanation of a particular verse in the Quran, and it mentioned that the angels will gather around the person and sort of congratulate them. I've mentioned this before. Congratulate them for their accomplishment. "Great job. You did well." And so they're happy that we made the right choices in this world to seek the pleasure of Allah, the rewards of Allah. And one of the main rewards of Allah is paradise. And that's what we all want to work towards, to get into paradise. And we want to work as hard as we can, because we may be alive now and die later today. But we want to make the intentions, "Ya Allah, please forgive us our shortcomings. I intend and I want to be Muslims. I want to embrace Islam. I want to do what you tell me to do, Allah, and stay away from what you tell me to stay away from. That's what I want to do. Please give me the strength to be able to do this." And so, my beautiful students, please, I beg you to do the best you can, as much as you can, to please Allah and work towards paradise and work towards these awards, the rewards that I'm mentioning. Also, even providing a person who's breaking a fast, there's a reward in that. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, "He who provides for the breaking of the fast of another earns the same merit as the one who was observing the fast, without diminishing in any way the reward of the latter." In other words, I'm fasting and you offer me water to drink so I can break my fast. You offer me dates to drink, to eat for me to break my fast. You offer me a meal to bear, something like that, and that you also get the reward that I'm going to get for fasting. And you didn't do any fasting. All you did, it was a great thing. You gave me the water to break my fast, or the food, or the date to break my fast, and then you get the same rewards. This is the beauty and the mercy from Allah. May Allah have mercy on all of us. And so, my beautiful students, I want to also emphasize to you, again, seeking the reward of Allah. You want to know more information about this particular topic, you go to Why Islam, go to the International Online University, you go to American Open University. Also, they can give you some more information at embraceweaver.org. And you find out more information about Islam, another beautiful TV station, which is the MuslimNetwork.tv. That's again MuslimNetworkNews.tv, and they will be able to just tell you what Muslims are doing throughout the world, and doing great work to help other people and trying to seek the reward of Allah. Again, MuslimNetworkNews.tv. Again, you have been listening to Islamic Faith and Focus class, and attending our class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.